This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Life is a fluctuation of emotions. In Arabic, you refer to the heart as qalb, the evolving organ. You get up in the morning, you're bright, you're energetic, you have this vigor, this drive, this passion to conquer the world. But as the day progresses, you had some difficulties, challenges, and towards the latter part of that same day, you feel down, you feel sad, you feel depressed, and Allah forbid, at times you become even suicidal. May Allah protect one and all. Ask a person who has a chronic illness, excruciating body ache, hoping, wishing, praying, will a day come in my life where I will be pain-free? Someone who's wheelchair-bound, just hoping, wishing, dreaming, can I just spring up one day and have mobility in my body? Or someone who's visually impaired, will there be a day where I can open my eyes and see my child or see my dad or see the Kaaba? Or someone who's hard hearing, can my faculty of hearing be restored for a minute so I can enjoy the adhan, I can enjoy the qari, recite the Quran, or hear a child cry? Well, my brother, my sister, this is my message. It will all end one day. This world is temporary. The hadith is in Bukhari. Fatima radiyallahu anha says, لما ثقل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, I was sitting at the bedside of my beloved father, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, in his fatal illness. جعل يتغشى. He became unconscious. I seen the pain. I seen the agony. I said, وَاكَرْبَ أَبَتَى وَاكَرْبَ أَبَتَى. Oh, the pain of my dad is so intense. Sometimes you're standing at the bedside of your mom or at the hospital bed of your dad, and you can imagine the pain that grips the pet, the child or the beloved, etc. Wa karba abata. Oh, the pain of my dad is so intense. And these are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam I want to share with you, which gives us great hope, comfort and solace. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa ala abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm. Laysa ala abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm. Oh my daughter, after today, there will be no pain in the life of your father." Recently, I attended a funeral of a relative, visually impaired, hard hearing, physical disability, a long life challenged and riddled with challenges. And I comforted the family and I said, he will stand up inshallah on the day of Qiyamah and in Akhirah and in his grave with his vision restored, with his hearing ability intact, with mobility in his organs. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يُؤْتَى بِأَشَدِّ النَّاسِ بُؤْسًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. The person whose life was riddled with the most amount of challenges will be summoned on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ يُسْبَغُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ صَبْغَ. Then he or she will just be dipped into paradise. Not immersed, just dipped into paradise. A cursory glance. And then Allah will ask that person, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَتُّ. Did you ever experience difficulty in your life? And he will answer in the negative. Oh my Lord, there is no trace of any difficulty after I have witnessed these bounties of Jannah. I leave you with these words of the Quran in the 22nd juz in Surah Fatir, where Allah says, when the occupants of Jannah will enter Jannah, they will collectively praise Allah in the following way. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us entry into Jannah and freed us from sadness, from depression, from anxiety permanently. So the message is, keep the hope going. This world is temporary. Your pain, your agony will surely end one day.